The Missouri Military Academy Sports Director, Mr. Brian Menny, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm glad to have you in here. It's been way too long since I've had you in. You were the new director over at the MMA back in September of 2021, last time I spoke with you. So you've had a little bit of time to be in the role. You're no stranger to sports. You know all about it.
Well, I don't know if I know all about it, but we really enjoy sports. It's given me a great outlet for my family and my kids and things like that. So we're just trying to bring our knowledge over to the academy and make great things happen for our cadets.
Absolutely. Sports is a big part of the Missouri Military Academy, and things are kind of wrapping up a little bit. Graduation's May the 20th. I wanted to talk a little bit about your athletes over there. You have some guys who are getting scholarships that have played sports, if you'll tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited about the opportunity that has arisen for several of our athletes. The main thing is getting everything in line, dot your I's, cross your T's, and with the NCAA clearinghouse and getting those kids registered and making sure they have the ACT. And there's a lot more to it than when I went out in 1985. But Yarte, who Garke Yarte is looking at tennis scholarships. The Kananico kid is track and field, and we're getting more and more kids. I visited with a parent this weekend. A third baseman for us, Hunter Manderson, and he's wanting to go on and we want to play in college. And we got some soccer kids, and it's just really neat that those kids are wanting to make that next step. You know, I tell them academics is first, but we can also get you some money. And the parents are like, is it going to be free? Well, I don't know if it's going to be free, but we're going to get you something.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about MMA sports and some of the sports that you guys offer. You're a private school, but a lot of your sports are in the North Central Missouri Conference, as I understand it. How does all of that work, and what kind of sports do you guys offer?
Yeah, the only conference we're really in is a wrestling conference. We're trying to get into some, and with some ties over there with Vanday and the Emo, trying to get in that conference for golf. It's tough. We don't have ladies at the school, so some conferences want both. But the good thing is, as far as being independent, we can kind of play who we want to and when we want to and things like that. And the great opportunity is, you know, from 4 to 6 o'clock, every one of our cadets is involved. We have 14 varsity athletic sports. So even though we only have a small number of kids there, everybody participates, and I think that's great because you can be a big fish in a small pond or a little fish in a big pond, and a lot of kids like to be a big fish in a small pond, and we're really doing some great things with all our kids, and I'm proud of what they're doing.
No doubt. You guys pretty well offer everything, basketball, football, wrestling. Do you guys do track and field as well?
We do. Our spring sports include baseball. We're 6-6 right now in baseball. We're pretty proud of what we're doing. We got senior night tomorrow night. Something that I brought along when I was there, we do have senior night. If a parent can't get there, we live stream it so they can at least see their child walk out and be honored and with the coaches. And I think that's important, a big culture piece. Golf right now, we think that we just won the red division at Ellsbury, which is a small division. Of course, they got the Chaminade, CBCs, the big boys, and then we come in with the Ellsbury's, Montgomery Counties, and, you know, teams like that, and had three medalists. So we go to Norwoods, and we're hoping that we can get some kids qualified for state for that. Tennis last year was fourth in the state. We returned a lot. I was saying earlier, unfortunately, we got bumped up due to the championship factor. So even though we have a small number of kids, we're actually one level higher than Mexico as far as enrollment-wise. We're currently 5-1, just got second in Helias. We're headed to Troy tonight. So we've been playing the bigger schools. We kind of upped our schedule to play more big schools. And track, like you said, is we're in Class 2 in track. And last year we had 3 state qualifiers, and we're hoping to get 3 or 4 back this year, some of the same kids. And we've got one injury to Cadet Kaneko. He's hurt his heel. He's our high hurdler. They've got a lot of PRs. The Powell kid who's ran cross country for us, who was state, you know, all-stater there, is doing well. And Ryan Miles in the mile. And, you know, Trayvon Smith does a great job. We've got 75 kids out for track.
Wow. That's quite an impressive number, if you will. Now, I'm interested to know, the Fusiliers team over there, they won a national championship. Is that considered part of the sports program?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I figured it was.
Yes, sir.
Talk about those guys. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
It's huge. We've got a lot of kids that will do, you know, along with our Misha sports activities, we also do junior ROTC. And I am super proud about those kids because I get to know all the kids anyway. And it's a unique situation to where coming from the public education to the private sector to learn about this. So I've had to do a lot of learning. I guess when you're 55, you're not too old to learn. So. But our fusiliers, which is arm regulation, and a lot of people with it's presenting the color guard, it's exhibition, it's inspection. I know Rick Dillinger was really proud because about a month ago, we won the inspection piece. And, you know, we won the overall arm regulation. There's five areas that you compete in, and then they rank you, and we had no lower than a third.
I heard there's a big celebration over there at the school.
There was a big celebration. That was Denver, Colorado. The cool thing is we're getting ready to head to, and I tell the guys, how can you have two national championships? Well, you got one kind of on the east and one on the west. So Rick's Coach Dillinger's headed with the guys to Daytona, Florida for about a week, and hopefully we'll do well down there, which we will. And he'll have them ready and prepared, so. We're proud of those Fusilier guys.
No doubt about it. Another successful sports season for you guys. You're always going to be Coach Minnie to me.
So I like it.
I certainly appreciate you coming in this morning and wish you the best of luck. Summertime coming, you're going to get some golfing in?
Well, my son's maybe a college baseball player, so he's going to play somewhere. I don't know. We'll continue to work hard at the academy and try to work on the retention piece. But like I said, we're really proud, especially with middle school and moving through and just a lot of state rank. We had 54 in-season postseason honors last year for our kids, and we're gonna go past that this year. So,
kids
like to play.
You keep rolling out the honors over there, Brian Minnie, Coach Minnie, MMA athletic director.